Welcome or welcome back to Motions the Podcast. I am your host, Naya Perkins, and thank you for tuning in. This is a platform where we have moderately candid conversations, so let's just hop right into it. For the 100th time, I am your host, Naya Perkins, aka your holistic homegirl, and I'm so glad to be back. This podcast is actually just going to be an introduction of myself for the 167th millionth time. My name is Naya Perkins, Tanaya Perkins, but everybody calls me Naya, even when I don't ask them to call me Naya. Everybody calls me Naya. I am 27 years old. I have a 17-month-old little boy. I am in a well-committed relationship, and I am residing in Virginia. I'm actually an inspiring IO psychologist, which pretty much just focuses on the human behaviors in the workplace so that you can just figure out the duty of the psychologist is to figure out how can work habits and just like your human activities can correlate with one another so the works community can be healthy for everybody. But that's what I want to do. Like, I've always been a working girl. I have had jobs since I was 14 years old. McDonald's, the movies, Krispy Kreme, Whole Foods. I was working at BJ's. Pediatric office, animal hospital. I branched out and did my own thing. A little entrepreneurial route when I did pet sitting, dog sitting, good money. But I have always been a working girl. I don't feel bad about not wanting to be an entrepreneur, but dating an entrepreneur, I have realized that I am going to need some sort of like outside money outside of a 9-to-5 to pretty much just get me to excel in life and also just bring in another source of income. Also, entrepreneurship is good for the brain. You have to really bet on yourself. You can't be scared. You can't think about failing. If you just look at it as investing into yourself. And a quote that I saw, crazy off topic, but a quote that I saw was, don't be afraid of making bad choices. I'm gonna link it. It don't even matter. Scratch that. But anyway, a formal definition of IO psychology and what it is the specialty of industrial organizational, is characterized by the scientific study of human behavior in organizations and the workplace. The specialty focuses on deriving principles of individual, group, and organizational behavior and applying this knowledge to the solution of problems at work. Me down to a T. If you know me, you know that I love helping people. You know that I love studying people. I have always been a psych girl before I even changed my major to psych. Always been a psych girl. Because that's just the type of girl that I am. But before I really get into it, I just wanted y'all to know, every episode, I want y'all to have a beverage to just chill, relax, and just, you know, zone out, get a little zen in. Today's beverage is just going to be a Celsius, just to get things kickstarted for today. So happy drinking. But anyway, I really do love studying humans. I love studying why we do the things that we do and what is correlated in the brain and our social lives. Like, what you think here affects how you are in life. It affects what you do in life. So I really love just studying the why. And that's why I'm going to go get my master's in IO psychology. I actually start in June, so I'm excited for that, actually. My college career has been quite a ride. It took me 10 years to get my bachelor's degree, and I used to stress out about the longevity that it took or that it was taking. However, I don't feel bad about it because that's my journey. You have to go through shit just so you know what exactly it is that you want to do, what you want to commit to. Like, things may change, and that's the beauty of life. You don't have to commit to anything. You can commit to everything, to be completely honest with you. So that's my college career. However, I want to say that being unclear on a career in life is okay. Don't panic. The real key in life is to find your purpose and the reasons why God created you and placed you on earth. What is your purpose in life? Why are you waking up every day? What is the mission that you need to fulfill for God or for yourself? You know, what is that? I feel like once we realize what our purpose in life is, sometimes that can correlate to the career that we choose. My purpose into life is to bring out the beauty in others, to make people feel so comfortable with themselves and realize things like that they have never realized about themselves, so that they can maximize and capitalize off of themselves. You are your money maker. Tap into you. That's my purpose in life, is to get people to realize that they need to tap into themselves. They need to figure out, they need to pay attention to their mental so that their physical can be all around structure in order to really maximize and capitalize off of life. That's what I feel my purpose is. What is yours? Figure it out though. And that's the whole purpose of myself. That is the purpose of, that is the purpose of my journey in life. That's the purpose of my career as well. I don't mind helping others. I love to help people. I created this podcast because I know that there's someone out there that's like me, you know? But anyway, as I mentioned earlier, my purpose in life is to help people. Also, it's to make people feel comfortable about beautifying every aspect and every place in life that they are in. We may not always think that the position in life that we are in right now is where we want to be. So we don't pay attention and we're not present in the now because we're so busy looking at the future, or we're being influenced by people on social media or rap artists, singers, whatever the case is. Like, everybody life is different, but you can't sit there and be so infatuated with somebody else's life that you miss your opportunity to live your own. So yeah, that's what my purpose in life is, to let people know that, well, we got it good. We have it great. Let's pay attention to what we do have so that we can get ready for what we are working towards. So that comes into play with me being your holistic homegirl. I'm sorry. I have I have a notepad here because I got to stay on topic. But I am your holistic homegirl, the inspiring writer. I really love to write. I love to jot down my thoughts and make it rhyme. Or sometimes that shit don't rhyme, but it just be real. But I am an inspiring writer. So be on the lookout for my blog. Yes, but so the holistic homegirl came about when me and my neighbor, we were sitting in the clubhouse of the apartment complex, and I just was telling her like what I wanted to do in life and what I thought was important in life. And she was like, holistic. That's holistic. That's being holistic. And I was like, I'm not sure, because holistic is like, you know, herbs and herbs and like really, really natural things and not taking medicine and all of this type of stuff. It's levels to being holistic. However, I am focusing on the holistic way of healing yourself in order to, I don't want to say portray, but in order to realistically be yourself. So the definition of holistic that I got off of the internet is the, holistic is characterized by the belief that the parts of something are interconnected and can be explained by one reference to the whole. If you know me, I have never been a medicine type girl. And then also when I was younger, I had like whatever disorders, but it was never really like, it was never really diagnosed by the hospital, but just knowing what I know now, I definitely had and have ADHD, and I wish that that would have been recognized when I was younger. However, I've just never been a medicine girl. I didn't get into psychology to diagnose people to be on medication to fix themselves. I really think that you really have to just tap into every part of your being so that you can really be the best version of yourself. So that's what I'm here for. I realized in life that in order to fix your sense of belonging, you have to holistically heal yourself. Once again, so focus on all aspects of your life. What you're eating, how often you're sleeping, are you listening to your body, the people that you are around, the air that you're breathing, exercise, the clothes you're wearing, everything. Like, you really have to focus on the whole being, and that's why I am your holistic homegirl, helping you heal from the inside to the outside. So, your finances can take a part into that and also help you, you know, like just be a better version of yourself as well. And then also your relationship with God, your relationship with people, whatever that looks like for you. Spirit, your mind, body, and spirit is all connected. So that's me. That's me. That's the holistic part. And the role that that plays. I'm sorry, this chair just keeps on spinning. But that's me. That's why I'm here today. My name is Naya, your holistic homegirl. Yeah. But the goals that I have for the podcast, because this is such a new and permanent space for myself and I'm really excited, I just wanted to touch bases with who I am, and then also, once again, the goals that I have for the podcast. All right, so you focus on the whole being. Once again, that's your mental, your physical, spirituality, finances, your appearance, all of that. We're going to grow through that together. We are here to grow together. I hope that you guys stay for the while. Get comfortable. This is going to be a wholesome journey. I'm excited for this journey, not only for myself, but for my listeners, because I am... I'm really proud of the person that I am today, sitting in front of this camera recording this video. Not only because I'm being consistent, but I am doing things that I usually do not do. And I really love that for me. I love that for anybody who is experiencing this as well. A friend told me that if two people believe it, it's true. And I know that this podcast is the truth. Like, it's somebody else out there that's going through the things that I am going through, that are thinking the things that I am thinking. This podcast is going to speak volume to someone. So I just wanted to introduce myself as your host, because you get to know me, I get to know you, because we're a community. We are family now. But anyway, yes, y'all. This is the vibe. This is me. This is the podcast. This is Motions. Growing through the motions. Going through the motions. I hope that you guys really are here to stay for a long time and a good time. Once again, I am your host, Naya Perkins, your holistic homegirl. Be sure to follow us on Instagram. The handles will be attached below. Until we meet again.